It's Immigrant Heritage Week in New York. The annual celebration has been held across the five boroughs since 2004, and there are over 75 events this year. WNYC's Arun Venugopal dropped in on one of them.
There are events of all kinds. Cantonese story time in Brooklyn, an evening of Indian classical music at the Indian Consulate, a walking tour of Harlem. Upstairs at the New York Public Library's Grand Central Branch, just a couple of blocks away from its namesake railway station, about 15 people gathered around tables for what's called Spanish Conversation Circle. The participants in the class I attended included Spanish-speaking immigrants from several different countries, Spain, Mexico, and Argentina. The conversation today turns to Latin American stereotypes, like the one about the people who are said to steal children and who are really arrogant. But one of the participants, Loretta Brady, notes they're not here to uphold stereotypes.
We're debunking stereotypes.
About gender or urban versus rural. Ostensibly, the class is supposed to give non-Spanish speakers an opportunity to practice the language with native Spanish speakers. But this particular session is a bit more provocative. It's delving into issues of race and media portrayals in order to give participants a greater sense of cultural literacy.
We're saying these stereotypes come in movies, and the movies are really powerful, and that's why the police are scared even unconsciously of these. So it's, as un chiste, it's a joke.
But it's a joke with real-world implications.
Es importante hablar, to get in front of it.
At times, the room fills with nervous laughter. Talia Razo is originally from Mexico. She also studies English at the library branch.
So you're having fun with this whole stereotype thing, huh?
Yeah, really fun, and it's beautiful to see the people talking in Spanish very well.
The Spanish conversation circle happens periodically, and in spite of occasionally treading on some difficult terrain, the librarian, Laura Stein, says the conversations sometimes continue beyond the walls of the library.
Yeah, it's been nice to see some friendships blossom, people that have been coming here for many months and get to know each other. They'll stick around after the hour and a half that we spend talking. People will still stick around and talk about other things.
Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.